This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
Acclaimed chef Nick Ander of the beloved Italian spot Maialino in New York City is set to open Marta, a wood-fired pizza joint in the middle of a hotel. We have chef on the line right now. Nick, the challenges of opening a wood-fired place in the middle of the city, in the middle of a hotel, how did you do it?
With a lot of help from some friends, just talking to the fire department, to the DEP, OTCR, and a few other fun acronyms. Just getting everybody to sort of let us know what we need to do to make the smoke go as far away from guests and from residents, neighboring residents, as it possibly can. And so, you know, long story short, what ends up having to happen in New York City, and particularly in downtown Manhattan, is that you have to go through the process of building, you know, pretty massive exhaust systems that can exceed the height and lateral distance from windows and neighbors. So that's what we had to do here. We had a pre-existing exhaust that was perfectly fine for all the gas cooking that's in the building, which is now minimal. But now that you add wood-burning ovens, then we also added a custom-built wood-burning grill that Grillworks built for us. This guy, Ben Eisendrath, he builds awesome stuff. And so we needed two extra exhausts, one for the wood-burning oven and one for the wood-burning grill. So now we have three massive pipes running up the side of the building and a couple stories past the last resident.
Wow. So we're talking stories and stories and stories of essentially like an industrial chimney. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So one of the things I was curious about, when you're cooking on such a unique space and such a unique environment, how do you kind of practice, how do you build the menu out when you can't really get going till you're actually in there kind of building fires?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, right now we are sort of, you know, working around construction and around a lot of scaffolding and tile guys. The great thing about these ovens is that there's no on-off switch. It's not a lot of, you don't have to wait for electrical or plumbing or anything like that. It's just light a match and go. So from the day that they were brought in here, even before they were finished and clad and, tiled and looking all beautiful, we've already been sort of testing them for the past, week, I'd say, maybe a week and a half, because, all it is a big, massive piece of stone. So the whole process for testing starts with the seasoning, where you have to get that stone warm gradually instead of just like ripping it right away, because then you run the risk of there being a crack in the stone because there's inherent moisture. You have to sort of slowly sort of evaporate that moisture in the stone, and that takes about 4 days. And then once you get it up to the desired temperature, every single day it's just, you get that thing ripping. And we come in every morning, light a new fire, and we're cooking anything and everything in them right now. And same thing with the grill. The grill didn't require any real seasoning, but, it takes a lot of practice to figure out how that heat transfer works, because, fire is tricky to work with. It's a lot of fun. It's, in some ways, seems, like it should be simpler, but, and like I said, you don't have any gadgets or electrical things that can break, or thermocouples or knobs, which is always fun to not have to worry about that. But you have to worry about, fire jumping from left to right and, shifting, hot spots throughout the course of the night. But it's fun, and getting the cooks involved in that process is, I think, the hardest thing. And it's easy for somebody who's been, doing this for a long time, but, you got a cook out of cooking school who's never worked with one of these. It's like a brave new world.
Oh, man, that sounds exciting. Any sneak peeks on the menu items that you can share with us?
Absolutely. I mean, in addition to these thin crust Roman-style pizzas that we're doing, we're also going to be doing a lot of things that are, like I said, cooked on this massive grill that Ben Eisendrath built for us. It's we're doing this trout salt in boca, where we're lining the outside of a butterflied piece of trout with sage, putting stuffing the inside with a little bit of prosciutto, and then searing it on a plancha that's sort of lowered into the hot coals, and just basically quick sear on either side, and it's just perfectly cooked through. So that's one fun thing we're doing. We're doing a lot of cool things at breakfast, too, where we're actually using the wood-burning pizza ovens to bake eggs and even things like semolina flapjacks. So, we have, these little cast-iron pans that we fill with basically a semolina pancake batter, and we bake them inside the oven so that you know, comes out really on this really hot piece of cast iron. Then when it comes to the table, you have peach compote and candied walnuts on it. And when you pour the syrup on it, it sort of like drizzles down the sides of the pancake and like sizzles and reduces around the edges. You get this nice little caramelization.
Oh man, I have to stop you there because like I can't take it anymore. When can we get in?
So we're set to open probably towards the end of the first week of September. So it's right around the corner.
Awesome. Well, Chef, thanks for taking some time out during this busy time to give us a little bit of update and definitely putting Marta at the top of our hit list for this fall.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing you there, Erin.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.